Hey, what you drinking, baby?
Good. You're listening to Master Noel and Sir Mark on House of MNSN Radio.
And we are back with our special guest, Slave Wayne. And do you like our new little commercial?
I love those commercials. You know what? I forget how I even started doing that. I thought, oh, that was it. Because I wanted to do a little something that people could, I could put on the website and I could, because I couldn't put anything on the on Facebook like that, so I had to put a link.
Yeah.
And I thought, just to give people an idea, if they actually want to listen to our show, I'll just grab a little bits and pieces. Well, then the first one just went over so fucking well that I had to do that other one. And then I started having, like, I have fun doing them. It's because I'll sit down here by myself in the dungeon, and I just get laughing. And, I mean, no one can hear what I'm hearing. All it is me hysterically laughing and putting all them together, but yeah,
it's very good.
It's fun.
So anyway, this Saturday coming up,
yes,
which is February 20th. Saturday is
right.
You gotta look at the date. Anyway, this Saturday coming up, we'll be at Envy Bar and Lounge.
That's correct.
In St. Catharines, from 10:30 till 2 a.m.
And there are shot specials.
Yes, we do shots special. It's I think they're $2.50 or $2 a shot.
Yeah, I think we're $2.50.
Yeah, and then we do 50-50 tickets, which is quite fun. We go around, grope people and stuff. They enjoy it.
Of course, with their permission.
With their permission.
Always
so that's this
before
Saturday.
You touch.
Yes. So, okay, Mr. Noel, what else?
Oh, yeah. So it was, what did I want to look at? Did I already close that page? Yeah, let me go ahead. I'm going to open up. Like I said, sometimes I just find stuff and I just kind of copy and paste some links and then I'll throw it in the chat room and we have a little chit chat and talk about stuff I find. So this one I'm going to put in right now. Did that go in there? Yeah. So this is the Civil Rights Movement paper. If you want to actually join up, you should. They've got some really, really good articles if you're interested in civil rights. And I mean, this is American and Canadian. You know, civil rights aren't either or, to be perfectly honest, or to, you know, anybody. So this is a quote, Brian Fisher. We've talked about this, this idiot before. He said in Facebook, if HIV caused AIDS, Magic Johnson would be dead. He said that again. Now, so Magic Johnson confounded some activists this week when he argued that President Barack Obama has fought AIDS more fiercely than any other president, including Bush. Right? So blah, blah, blah goes on. So he doesn't even look sick to me. How about you? And that's what he actually posted. You know, like, what the hell? What do you think of that? Like, somebody just making a statement like that. He doesn't look sick to me.
It's
a little mind-boggling.
I don't get people that think that HIV people look a certain way.
Okay.
I wish that people, for one day, I could put 20 individual from senior citizens to regular people that you never think they are HIV positive.
Uh-huh.
And then certain people that you may think because they look a certain way, and you would be shocked who you think is positive or yes, in the 80s and early 90s, you could tell who was positive because the medicine and what they were going through at the time were different and were doing things to their bodies, and you could see that somebody was HIV positive had AIDS because they had Kaposi's. Kaposi's was a cancer, basically it was a black mark on your body, you know, all over the place. Some of them covered their face and so forth. And I still can't, it flabbergasts me that in this day and age that people think, well, and I get that even on Grindr and Scruff, you know, oh, do you bareback? And I go, well, why? It goes, well, because I'd like that. You're not positive, are you? I go, well, why'd you say that? Well, you don't look it. I'm going, oh, so you are going to take a stranger's word and go ahead because, A, he doesn't look it, and you will trust somebody who you don't know, trust your life with that. Well, good luck. And I simply tell them, let me tell you a little story, and I will tell them a little story. And they go, well, you know, and it's, yeah. it frightens me, actually.
Okay, so I'm going to read a little bit more about what this Fisher. He's the public face of it. It's a certified anti-hate group called the American Family Association. And again, we've talked about that. He's not a scientist, a virologist, HIV/AIDS researcher. He, quote, has an undergraduate degree in philosophy from Stanford University and holds a graduate degree in theology from Dallas Theological Seminary. Fisher, an AIDS denialist himself, used to hide behind the cherry-picked research of Peter Duensberg, whose work has led, some say, to the infection and or death of hundreds of thousands of HIV-AIDS-infected babies in South Africa. Fisher has called the scientifically proven HIV to AIDS link a hoax, a scam, and said that people with AIDS should reap what they sow. Fisher, again, as the new civil rights movement, which is where I'm reading this from, has written, he has falsely claimed that 90% of gays are drug users. Gays have hundreds, sometimes over 1,000 sex partners, and again claimed that drug use, not HIV, causes AIDS. Quote, God's design is one sexual partner for life, Fisher stated. Now, in the homosexual community, the average homosexual has hundreds of sexual partners over the course of a lifetime. Hundreds. Some of them have between 500 and 1,000, and there are any number of homosexuals, and they admit this in their own literature, have more than 1,000 sexual partners. As we know, Peter Duensberg say, look, this is, I'm quoting this, so it's kind of disjointed. Look, we know. We can demonstrate in the lab and the way these nitrates, the way these inhalants break down the immune system, and the research indicates that 96% of the people who engage actively in homosexual behavior use these nitrates. The inhalants are very common. So he suggests that that's the cause of AIDS. It's the rampant promiscuity coupled with the drug use, and that's what causes the human immune system to break down. It just so happens that we have someone in the studio that can talk to this. So basically, poppers, AIDS, slave way?
That's crazy.
What is your PhD again, if I can ask? It's not in theology, is it?
Microbiology.
It's in microbiology, right? So you're an actual real doctor. Okay, anyways, go on. I like this.
Well, I think this, it sounds to me like this is someone who longs for the early days of the AIDS epidemic when it was strictly, viewed as a homosexual disease, and it was seen by many on the Christian right as this is God's, just punishment on homosexuals. And it's gone way beyond that now. And the link between HIV and AIDS has been scientifically proven, even so far as that it's that we now are able to manage HIV infection because we're aware of that link. But to suggest that it's a breakdown in the immune system just because of something that you're breathing is crazy.
It's crazy. And to still in this day and age to think that it's a gay disease when the rising infection is no longer in the gay community. It's
across the board.
Yeah. Most of the new infected poor people are women between quite an age of, I think it's 35 and 19. Now my numbers may be off. And it is young people. It is straight people or are being stupid. Most of us gay people have lived through it. So we've seen the effect and infection of what the disease is about. A lot of people don't know because it's not as in your face anymore.
Right. No, that's very true. And because, like you're saying, Mark, Sir Mark, is that, people, they look at you and they don't see that you look like there's anything wrong with you if you are infected. And because it's not in their face, like you're saying, it's not, it's not as much of a deterrent anymore.
No, and I mean, the truth of the facts is a person who's HIV positive, who is on HIV medicine, who's undetectable, the chances of that individual passing the disease, the infection to somebody else is, now I don't know again the exact number.
Pretty slim,
it's
I would
very
assume.
Slim, yeah. You know, but it is the ignorance of people that education is key. And it's still in this day and age, you have to educate the young, the women, the young men in school, educate the older women and adults who are now back on a dating life that are going out there and think it's not going to happen to me. I am partner in a hair salon. We have three straight women who were not drug users, who became HIV positive through their straight partners. On that note, we will be back and continue this conversation. Short break, everybody. Don't go anywhere.